بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المتقين في ظلال وعيون وفواكه مما يشتهون كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين ويل يومئذ للمكذبين كلوا وتمتعوا قليلا إنكم مجرمون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين وإذا قيل لهم اركعوا لا يركعون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين فبأي حديث بعده يؤمنون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. آمين. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله تبارك وتعالى القرآن شرف الزاد إن الزاد تلبي نعيم صدق الزاد يا for his parents and his family. And on the day of Qiyamah it has been stated in the hadith of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام that من قرأ القرآن وعمل بما فيه ألبس والداه تاجا يوم القيامة. On the day of Qiyamah the parents will be made to wear crown of noor. Those whose children they memorize the Quran Sharif and then they made amal on that Quran Sharif. If there is no practice, then no matter what kind of a hafiz of the Quran that person is, he can go on the musalla and perform 20 rakats of tarawih without a single mistake. But in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it carries absolutely no weight. Amal on the Quran Sharif is the most important thing. Huffaz of the Quran Sharif have to have azmat of the Quran Sharif in their hearts and have to make the means of that crown on the day of Qiyamah for their parents. And if they will be given crowns, if the parents will be given, then imagine what they will be given. There's so much of rewards for the Huffaz of the Quran Sharif. I discussed this subject in Delhi whenever there was a completion of the Quran Sharif. However, tonight we have a Zikr Majlis, so we are not going to go into any detail discussion. But then it has also been mentioned that the Shafa'at and the intercession of this person, this half Quran Sharif, who is making amal on the Quran Sharif, it will be accepted on behalf of 10 family members of his, those who were destined or those who were heading for the fire of Jahannam. Their actions in this world, we're going to take them to the fire of Jahannam. But because of the intercession of this Hafiz of the Quran Sharif who was making amal, 10 such family members, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, will save them from the fire of Jahannam. Now intercession, which is of different categories. One is the intercession of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his shafaat. And then after that, many others will be given the opportunity to make some shafaat, some intercession. So amongst them is the hafiz of the Quran Sharif. But when, again, the condition is when they make amal on the Quran Sharif, as has been mentioned, أحل حلاله وحرم حرامه أدخله الله الجنة من قرأ القرآن فاستزهره فأحل حلاله وحرم حرامه أدخله الله الجنة. That is mentioned first there. That the person makes, recites the Quran Sharif, memorizes it, and then makes amal on it, considers the halal as halal, haram as haram. Then Allah Ta'ala will enter him into Jannat and accept his shafaat on behalf of 10 family members. Now this I have discussed many times, and hardly any majlis of the khatam of the Quran Sharif goes by where this hadith Sharif is not mentioned. So we make dua, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give him and give all other huffaz of the Quran Sharif the tawfiq of reciting the Quran Sharif, of learning the meaning of the Quran Sharif, making amal on the Quran Sharif, and propagating the message of the Quran Sharif. And we make dua, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give the parents all the huffaz of the Quran Sharif the tawfiq to create within their homes such an environment that it becomes conducive to that hafiz of the Quran Sharif to read the Quran Sharif, understand and practice. Sometimes the hafiz wants to practice, but the home environment is not such that he can practice. The television is on all the time. The movies, the Hollywood, Bollywood, everything is carrying on. Music is carrying on. So many huffaz of the Quran Sharif, the parents don't get up for Fajr Salat, don't make other Salats of the day, going to the wrong places. So now they don't get the opportunity of practicing. They are young, their minds are impressionable. So they forget that we are hafiz of the Quran Sharif. So we must make dua, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, give all amal. Allah Ta'ala increase their stages in the Akhirat. All those who have helped and assisted in any way with the Quran Sharif. Memorize the Quran Sharif, read the Quran Sharif. Now there are so many things that are coming in my mind. Of the time of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how one ayat of the Quran Sharif, what impact it had on the hearts of the listeners. The time of the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, how they used to perform the Tahajjud Salat when they used to recite the Quran Sharif, what effect it had even on the kuffar that used to listen from outside the doors sometime. Even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's tilawat. And then in the time of our Kabir and all our pious elders, how they read the Quran Sharif with azmat, with muhabbat, with love. And when they recited the Quran Sharif like that and they practiced on that Quran Sharif, then without much preaching, people came into the fold of Islam. So the Quran Sharif, the azmat must come into our hearts. It is not any ordinary book. Therefore we need wuzu to touch the Quran Sharif. We need to ghusl and to recite the Quran Sharif. Taharat of the body becomes essential. The person must be in a state of ghusl. If he is in a state of janabat, then he can't read the Quran Sharif. And if he wants to touch the Quran Sharif, although he is in a state of ghusl, but he must have wuzu. So if there is so much of emphasis on the zahiri or the outside taharat, just for reading the Quran Sharif and touching the Quran Sharif, then how much of emphasis there is on the taharat of the heart, the purity of the heart. The meaning of the Quran Sharif will only open when the person has taharat of the heart. If he doesn't have taharat and purity in the heart, the meaning of the Quran Sharif will never open. And the taharat of the heart means both things, making amal, purification of the heart from malice, greed, pride, arrogance and all other sins. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept the completion. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As I mentioned on the other night, Hujjaj are returning from Madina Sharif, Makkah Sharif, and therefore the hearts are pulled once again in that direction. Before they left, it was pulling with the desire to go. And when they return, that same desire to go increases. Because they talk about Makkah Sharif, they talk about Madina Sharif. So especially Madina Sharif. Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that place, that ground on which he is buried, it is more in status and position than even the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala created the whole universe because of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Would we have received the Quran Sharif if there was no Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose him for the revelation of the Quran Sharif of all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. So the Quran Sharif, the greatest of all books revealed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the greatest of all nights, the Laylatul Qadr, the greatest of all angels as a Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, and upon the greatest of all the Anbiya, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا تمنا ہے گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا The heart's desire is that I wish Madina Sharif had been my place of residence, permanent residence. Meaning in this world and thereafter the barzakh also would be in Madina Sharif. And then we rise from Jannatul Baqi. Tamanna hai ki gulzare Madina ab watan hota. The deep hearted desire, how I wish Madina Sharif was my place of residence. It was my watan. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. The gardens of Madina Sharif, the beautiful gardens of Madina Sharif. How I wish that I too had a garden in Madina Sharif.
تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا بس اور اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی بس اور اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا
Live there. Die there, get buried there. That is the tamanna of the heart. How I wish that I had that opportunity to live in Madina Sharif, to die in Madina Sharif. My ghusl and kafan be given in Madina Sharif, and my burial be in Madina Sharif.
بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی، وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا.
سی ڈونٹ یو ڈیزائر اٹ ٹو.
وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا، وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا، وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. میسر بالوں پر ہوتے تو اڑ کر میں پہنچ جاتا، میسر بالوں پر ہوتے تو اڑ کر میں پہنچ جاتا. زہِ قسمت کے اپنا آشیاں ان کا چمن ہوتا. میسر بالوں پر ہوتے تو اڑ کر میں پہنچ جاتا، زہِ قسمت کے اپنا شیاں ان کا چمن ہوتا.
If only I had wings, he says, I would have flown to Medina Sharif. The aeroplanes, we require so much of formalities. Get your passport, get your visas, and then you cannot come into Medina Sharif or Makkah Sharif certain months of the year, and it is closed for certain people, and all those kind of restrictions. How I wish I was like that bird which could fly without any passport and without any visas and without any formalities and no currency to take along, and go and make that nest in one of the gardens of Medina Sharif. How I wish that my nest was in one of the gardens of Medina Sharif, and that I was a bird that could fly any part of the day or night. Medina Sharif was within my reach.
Tamanna hai ke gulzare Medina ab watan hota, وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی، وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا، وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا، وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا. نمازوں میں انہی کے در پہ میں کرتا جبھی سائی، تلاوت کا ترنم اور جنت کا چمن ہوتا، تلاوت کا ترنم اور جنت کا چمن ہوتا. If my وطن، if my place of residence had been Madina Sharif, then my namazes I would have made in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. How fortunate are those people who are there. Any part of the day or night they wish to go to the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, then it is open for them. It's open now 24 hours of the day. So I would have made my sajdas there in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. I would have recited the salat and salam at the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam with deep hearted love and pain. I would have said, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya khayr khalqillah, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya khatam al-anbiya. I would have made my namazes. I would have recited my Quran Sharif not in Masjid-e-Noor of Ashwood. I would have recited my Quran Sharif in Riyazul Jannah. Where can a person get the opportunity to recite in the garden of Jannat? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said, Ma bayna bayti wa mimbari rawzatum min riyazil jannah. Between my home and my mimbar is a garden from the gardens of paradise. And we get the opportunity to enter that garden. To enter into Jannat, and those who will be given the opportunity to enter into Jannat in this world, inshallah in the Akhirat also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make their entry into Jannat easy, provided of course that ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, obedience to Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam remains in the person's life. The whole purpose of going there is to bring that obedience into the heart, into one's life. So, tilawat ka tarannum aur jannat ka chaman hota. Tamanna hai ke gulzare madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. مقدر سے رسائی ان کے در تک کاش ہو جاتی، مقدر سے رسائی ان کے در تک کاش ہو جاتی، متائے جان سارے روضہ شاہ زمن ہوتا. I would have sacrificed my life for the deen of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. The person must be prepared to sacrifice even his life, meaning for his deen, make the qurbani that is required. In obedience of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lies success, as we have been listening so many times. So the person says, muqaddar se, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala out of His fazl, out of His kindness, out of His ihsan, gives that opportunity to go and reside permanently in Madina Sharif, so then I will sacrifice for Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even this life of mine. Sacrificing of the life in the battlefield is sometimes easy. One bullet and the person is gone. One slice of the sword and the person's neck is out. But the Muslim in this world, 24 hours of the day, there is such amount of tests and trials. How many times he has to sacrifice? How many times he has to place that sword over his evil desires, evil passions? How many times a day he is tempted towards haram? Different directions, temptation towards haram. At that time there is also giving of life. It is as if the person's life comes out. Sometimes it is such a severe test and trial. A very, very pretty face comes whilst the person is walking. Now at that time the taqaza and the demand of the nafs is that stare at her, ogle at her, fulfill your heart's desire. And the desire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or the hukam and order of Allah ta'ala, is lower your gaze from such haram. Now at that time the person, his life is coming out, but he gives his life. And there his life won't go. Allah Ta'ala will give him such life that even the kings don't know of it. So tamanna hai kash is a muqaddar se. If it happens, then this is what I would do there.
Basar ab zindagi apni diyare qudus mein hoti, wahi jeeta wahi marta wahi goro kafan hota. Sabhi kuch hai magar jab wo nahi kuch bhi nahi hasil. Sabhi kuch hai magar jab wo nahi kuch bhi nahi hasil. Jahan wo hai wahi aakash mein jalwa fagan hota. Sabhi kuch hai magar jab wo nahi kuch bhi nahi hasil. Person can have wealth, he can have properties, he can have assets, he can have health, he can have everything in this world going for him. But if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's muhabbat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love is not in his life, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ishq is not in his life, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ta'at is not in his life, then nothing is in his life. He hasn't attained anything. And the other meaning, that is the person has seen everything in the world, but he hasn't seen the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he hasn't seen anything. So many people, America, China, Japan, France, England, everywhere they go, up and down, and you ask the person, if you go to Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, have you made Hajj? He said, no. Have you made any Umrah? No. So then the person hasn't seen anything. He can see the world, tourist attractions. But if he hasn't seen Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Rauza Mubarak, then he hasn't seen anything.
Sabhi kuch hai magar jab wo nahi to kuch bhi nahi hasil. Jahan wo hai wahi aakash mein jalwa fagan hota. Wahi jeeta wahi marta wahi goro kafan hota. Khuda shahid hai ke hum سارے جہاں پر حکمراں ہوتے رسول پاک کی سنت اگر اپنا چلن ہوتا رسول پاک کی سنت اگر اپنا چلن ہوتا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ تبارک و تعالی is a witness to the fact that we would have been leaders in the world in the time of Rasul Pak's Lord Islam, then Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. Look at how Islam was spreading throughout the world. Wherever they went, the people accepted them. Not only did they change their lives, they changed their dressing, they changed even their language. So many countries of the world where Arabic is spoken, was at the place of Arabic. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put such love in their hearts for Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and of Islam that they didn't only change the libas, they even changed the language too, which is a very difficult thing. But when would this come? It says when the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be in our lives. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can change the condition. He can reverse the whole condition. If the Muslim Ummah brings once again the teachings of the Quran Sharif and the teachings of Rasul Pak in their lives, then everything will change again.
Basar ab zindagi apni دیارِ قدس میں ہوتی وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا یہی ہے آرزو ثاقب یہی اپنی تمنا ہے یہی ہے آرزو یونس یہی اپنی تمنا ہے کہ پیوند بقیے پاک کہ پیوند بقیے پاک اپنا بھی بدن ہوتا کہ پیوند بقیے پاک اپنا بھی بدن ہوتا فورٹ سے یہی ہے آرزو و ثاقب یہی اپنی تمنا ہے دس از مائی ڈیزائر دس از مائی تمنا دس باڈی آف مائنڈ مز بیکم اے پیچ آف دا ارتھ of Medina Sharif, of the graveyard of Medina Sharif, Baqiyah Park. So that is one desire of mine which is very, very strong in my heart, that I live my life or the remaining days of my life in Medina Sharif. Wahi jita, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. And this body of mine was turned to dust in the graveyard of Medina Sharif, where more than 10,000 companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are buried, where great, great sahaba are buried, great, great awliya are buried. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Qiyamah, he says, I will rise. Then Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu will rise. Then the people of Baqi will rise. Then he will take them all and go halfway to Makkah Sharif.
and wait for the people of Jannatul Maala to come. How fortunate those people are. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all or bless us all with that great ni'mat of death in Madina Tayyiba. But if it is not muqaddar there and every person cannot die there, so then at least wherever the person is, he must die in a state that his heart is in Madina Sharif. He is making amal on the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and getting the rahmat and the barakat of those actions. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah La ilaha illallah 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 La ilaha illallah
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر درد دل مینز محبت آف اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا غیاث المستغیثین یا راحم المساکین یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنکونن من الخاسرین او مائی بلاور اللہ مائی رحیم اللہ مائی کریم اللہ مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ موسٹ کمپیشنٹ موسٹ لونگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ او مائی موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ او مائی موسٹ جنرس موسٹ کائنڈ اللہ او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ یا اللہ وی آر سیکنگ فرام یو Your treasures are unlimited. Ya Allah, something that you really love is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. By beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls after the khatam of the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, after taking your Mubarak name, after reciting Naat Sharif upon Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. This very moment you are watching us, my beloved Allah. You are even aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives from the time we became of age up till now. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have made us embarrassed, you could have brought shame and disgrace upon us. But how tolerant you have been, my beloved Allah. How generous and kind and forgiving you have been. Ya Allah, in spite of all our sins, you have still given us so much to eat and drink and wear. Ya Allah, nations of the past, when they committed the types of sins that we are committing, they were totally destroyed. My beloved Allah, it is just your kindness, your compassion. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is being rahmatul lil alameen, that you have saved us and protected us. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising our sins. My beloved Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. ہم گنہگار ہے, سیاکار ہے, بدکار ہے, مجرم اور خطاکار ہے. ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہے. تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں. تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں. تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. Where do we go? we cannot turn to anyone besides you. If you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins, then where do we go, my Allah? If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. But if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, ab barbaad ho jaye, you will be destroyed. Ya Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, more than the leaves of the trees of the world. Ya Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. You have given man the science and technology of computer chips. They record millions of pieces of information. Ya Allah, just one press of the delete button and everything can disappear. Vere Allah, hamare gunahon ke upar delete button daba de. My beloved Allah, no one will question you why you forgave those sinners who had raised their hands before you. Ya Allah, man has made dynamite sticks which blow away huge mountains, blow away the mountains of our sins. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction, with a life of taqwa, with a life of piety, with a life of zuhad and qanaat. Ya Allah, bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman and yaqeen in you. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. If you are ours, everything will be ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. If you are ours, our children will be coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will give us barakah. Our lives will be peaceful. There will be tranquility in our hearts. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Ya Allah, hamara ban ja, hame apna bana de. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska. Yehi raat din mein dua maangta hu. Koi mujhse puche, main kya maangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska. Yehi raat din mein dua maangta hu. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We all are sick and ailing, my beloved Allah. We are suffering from physical ailments and spiritual ailments. Cures all our ailments, spiritual and physical. Those who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, amongst us, wherever they may be, who is sick and ailing. So many have met up with accidents. So many have undergone operations. So many will be undergoing operations. Ya Allah, so many are suffering from different kinds of sicknesses and diseases. Bless each and everyone with complete shifa. We know that sometimes these sicknesses and diseases and difficulties and hardships can be blessing in disguise. It can be a mercy from your side. But my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Ya Allah, we are not even in that category. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy. Why should we be envious and jealous of what you give to others? Ya Allah, why should we not seek from your unlimited treasures? My beloved Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Those who are unemployed, bless them with halal employment. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have returned from Hajj and those who are returning, Ya Allah, make their Hajj maqbool and mabroor. Ya Allah, bless us all with the sharing the du'as that they made in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah and all other places. My beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the floodgates of mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses and the faults of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, throughout the world the ummah is suffering. Ya Allah, the ummah has forgotten the sacrifices of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, the majority of the problems of the world are because of our doings and our actions. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you and to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the pain and problem of the ummah. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, casino, watching some filth on the television screen or the internet site. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. How many people have died in discos, cinemas, theatres, clubhouses. My beloved Allah, give us the realization that the angel of death is not going to inform us. Let our death, my beloved Allah, be in Madina Tayyibah. وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گورو کفن ہوتا تمنا ہے کاش مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گورو کفن ہوتا يا رحيم يا كريم يا مولا رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us, how much he asked for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida with his 124,000 shining stars. How much he prayed for us. Ya Allah, we say labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, and then we continue with our sins and our life of indifference and negligence. When the Sahaba Ikram in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. What a labbaik that must have been. Ya Allah, on that occasion, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hajr-e-Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. Rukn-e-Yamani chhu karke jo manga tha. Mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha. Multazam se chimat karke jo manga. Ghilaf-e-Kaaba se lipat karke jo manga. Ya Allah, all the du'as that he made at the Multazam at the Hajr-e-Aswad, at the Muqam Ibrahim, after drinking Zamzam at Safa and Marwa, the du'as that he made in Mina and in Arafat from Zuhr till Maghrib, that Masoom and sinless Nabi, how much he cried for us. The du'as that he made in Muzdalifa after Tawaf Ziyarat, Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives, our children, our parents and the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you after this majlis. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan. And my beloved Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the diseases, the tests and the trials that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. is undergoing and experiencing. With your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove their pain, their suffering, their difficulties, their hardship, their pain and the problem. Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Bless us with barakat in our homes, in our life, in our time. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين